Ramadan 2026. Know the law and support your Muslim employees. Ramadan is coming up soon, so now is a good time to understand an employer's religious accommodation obligations and legal protections for Muslim employees. This year, depending on the exact timing of lunar events on which the Islamic calendar is based, Ramadan will start around February 18, 2026, and end around March 19, 2026. The start of Ramadan depends on sightings of the crescent moon. Each year, Ramadan lasts 29 or 30 days. Quick hits: employers may need to provide religious accommodations to Muslim workers during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is expected to begin on February 18, 2026, following confirmation of the crescent moon on February 17. Ramadan is predicted to end on March 19, 2026, again, depending on the lunar cycle. Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan with a festival. Observant Muslims do not eat or drink water in the daylight hours during Ramadan. In some cases, Muslims who are ill, pregnant, or breastfeeding may be exempted from the obligation to fast during the day. It is common practice to eat a meal just before dawn, about 90 minutes before sunrise, and right at sunset during Ramadan, along with the 5 daily prayer sessions typically required throughout the year. 2 additional prayers are recommended during Ramadan: an evening prayer called Taraweeh and a late night early morning prayer called Qiyam. Employers can consider flexible work hours and/or telework to accommodate Muslim employees' religious fasting needs. The exact timing of the daily fast, from dawn until sunset, varies slightly from day to day and will also vary based on geographic location, so employers may want to speak with observant employees to determine their exact timings for the fast. This year, daylight savings also falls during Ramadan, which will also shift the timings for the fast based on the employee's specific time zone. Employers may also want to consider providing quiet, private spaces where observant employees can pray, break their fast, and also wash for prayer, called wudu, which is a mandatory ablution performed before prayer. Some employees may also request time off to celebrate Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that celebrates the end of Ramadan. Employees in physically demanding jobs may need certain accommodations, such as rest breaks, while they are fasting, depending on their medical conditions, age, and other factors. And, importantly, as is the situation with most religious beliefs, practices, and membership, not all Muslim employees have the exact same accommodation needs or desires. Practicing a religious faith often involves personal and varying nuances and beliefs that differ among individuals. Having a conversation with each employee who has requested an accommodation is helpful to understand their specific situation and request, and such tailored discussions meet the legal requirement for employers to engage in an interactive process regarding any religious accommodation requests. Legal obligations: employers are familiar with Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964's prohibition against harassing or discriminating against workers based on their religion. But Title VII further requires employers to affirmatively make reasonable accommodations when an employee's religious beliefs conflict with a work requirement, or when the requested assistance better allows the employee to perform his or her job functions. The accommodation requirement can be avoided only if the employee's request would impose an undue burden on the employer. The undue burden defense must be demonstrated by actual evidence and is a high bar for an employer to meet. In 2023, the Supreme Court of the United States confirmed and held that employers must prove substantial increased costs in relation to the conduct of their businesses in order to qualify for the undue hardship defense. Such burdens can be either financial or non-monetary, or both, in nature, including significant disruptions to operations, efficiency, scheduling, or safety, So long as those impacts are shown to translate into real burdens on the business rather than mere coworker dislike or bias. In addition to the federal law, many states have laws that similarly prohibit religious discrimination in the workplace and require reasonable accommodations. Next steps. Employers can consider ways to recognize Ramadan and provide education about it in their internal newsletters or social events. Keep in mind, however, that not all Muslims observe Ramadan or otherwise practice their religion in the same way. To avoid violations of state and federal laws, employers may wish to review their written policies, practices, and employee training to prevent harassment and discrimination based on religion. Employers must provide accommodations for employees' religious beliefs and practices, unless the accommodation would cause a substantial burden on business operations. The Ogletree Deacons Client Portal includes state and federal law summaries for religious accommodation and protected characteristics. For more information on the Client Portal or a Client Portal subscription, please reach out to clientportalogletree.com. Ogletree Deacons Employment Law Practice Group and Leaves of Absence Chaut Reasonable Accommodation Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the employment law and leaves of absence blogs as new information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts,